Welcome to today's edition of Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster, and today I welcome Ewan Gallagher to Author's Corner. And he has written a book called How Should We Then Die, which is published by Lexham Press. And he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Ewan. He is an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Toronto and has published over 100 papers and several book chapters. As a physician practicing critical care medicine, he is regularly involved in helping patients and families navigate difficult decisions about medical care at the end of life. And so, Ewan, thank you for joining me today on Author's Corner.
My pleasure, Roberta. Thanks for having me.
So what is it that inspired you to write this book?
When physician-assisted death was about to be legalized in Canada, it quickly dawned on me that as a physician caring for patients at the end of life and having a lot of colleagues who care for patients at the end of life, I knew that I was going to have to engage with the ethics of assisted death. Mm-hmm. And given my background core Christian commitments, I felt that I couldn't support it, but I needed to be able to articulate exactly why that was. And over time, in writing about this issue and speaking about it individually and also publicly, I basically came to develop a kind of set of reasons why I think we should all oppose this, regardless of whether or not we're Christian. And of course, the issue has only grown in significance and popularity and attention over the last 10 years since I first began wrestling with this. So that really motivated the book.
Well, it appears that there are some very serious statistics about physician-assisted death in Canada. The information provided says that more than 13,200 Canadians have died by assisted suicide in 2023, and that's 30% more than the previous year. Why is it such a growing acceptance?
Yeah, that's a really important question. In fact, I think that's one of the fundamental questions, and it's a question that I take up in the book. You know, it really comes down to the idea that, you know, our society, which is increasingly secular, struggles to make sense out of the point of suffering. Mm. If you have grievous and irremediable or untreatable illness, and you feel like your life is not worth living anymore, then why go on? What is the point? Mm-hmm. And for many people, they've, you know, embraced this idea, and they feel that not only is assisted death something that they might want themselves, but they especially feel that if somebody else wants to escape suffering through death, that we ought to make it available for them. So there's a lot of sort of background about the meaning of life, a particular idea about the meaning of life and of suffering, or lack thereof, that sort of drives interest and acceptance. And I think, you know, it's largely predicated on the notion of personal autonomy. And since that's so fundamental to moral decision-making in our mm-hmm. society these days, it's been quite quickly embraced. It just made a lot of logical sense.
Mm. Well, you spoke of being a Christian and having to wrestle with this. So you also mentioned the issue of the purpose of suffering. So elaborate a little bit more on why, as Christians, we need to come to the acceptance that we do have to suffer through some things.
Well, I think the notion that suffering and brokenness are inescapable is something that's built into the Christian narrative, the Christian understanding of the world, the recognition that we live in a fallen world, and suffering will at some point enter our lives. And all of us are going to have to engage with the reality of suffering, whether it's in our own life or someone we know or love. And we're probably at some point going to be called upon to care for others who are suffering or to face it ourselves. And so we really need to be equipped to cope with that, to think through it, to understand it, and especially to understand why it's wrong to ask for a doctor to end your life when you're in that situation, and why it's wrong for a doctor to offer to end someone's life in that situation. And that's really what the book is about. What are the fundamental reasons why, you know, taking our own life is not an appropriate way of responding to the problem of suffering.
Well, we have more to talk about today with Ewan Gallagher regarding his book, How Should We Then Die?, which is published by Lexham Press. And you're listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. So you brought up a couple of really good points there. So can you elaborate on why, as Christians, we should not accept the opportunity for physician-assisted death?
Yeah, so I would say that fundamentally, the most basic reason why it's wrong to practice physician-assisted death or to seek physician-assisted death is that it denies intrinsic human value. So people, you know, everyone around this issue agrees that people matter. Even those who advocate for assisted death will say that people matter, and that's why they're advocating, because they, you know, want people to have dignity at the end of life and freedom from suffering. But ultimately, practicing assisted death and deliberately taking someone's life denies that that person has intrinsic value. It denies that they're priceless and irreplaceable. And the minute that you say that it's good for someone not to exist anymore, you're also saying that that person doesn't matter. If their existence mm-hmm. doesn't matter, then they themselves don't matter. And that's what you have to affirm in order to say that it's good to cause death as a physician. So you're forced to deny the basic, fundamental, intrinsic, and incalculable worth of persons. And instead, what you're doing is you're really treating people and their existence as if they matter only when they're useful to them. You're treating them as a means to an end. You're saying, if your life is valuable to you and you enjoy it and it's your existence is useful to you, great. And if it's no longer useful to you, then it's okay to end it. So we find ourselves treating people as means to ends or using them. And that's not an appropriate way of respecting human value. So I think everyone, Christian or not, recognizes that people matter. But as Christians, we understand why they matter so deeply, being creatures made in the image of God, and therefore of fundamental, intrinsic, and irreplaceable value. Mm. So that would be the most important reason I would cite as to why we should oppose this practice. It just does not comport with the belief that humans really matter.
So you've probably been posed with these questions a number of times already, but what if somebody is basically on their deathbed? You've already declared that they probably aren't going to live much longer, and in the meantime, they're suffering a great deal. Is that a time that, even as Christians, we should consider assisted death?
Yeah, that's a really important question, because I think that's the specter that is raised in many people's minds when they think about this issue. The first thing I would say is it's really important to understand that studies have shown repeatedly in multiple jurisdictions, including Canada, that the reason that people seek assisted death is not because they have uncontrolled physical pain. That's not the problem. The reasons people seek for this is because they feel like they're losing control of their lives. They feel like a burden to others, and they're doubting that they matter, that their own value, and they see no meaning or purpose in going on. So it's really actually an act of despair. It's not something that's motivated by uncontrolled physical pain, because the truth is that although we cannot make suffering go away, as physicians we can really effectively control suffering and help people to cope physically with, you know, whatever symptoms they're facing through the dying process. So really this is about taking control and exercising autonomy at the end of life, and dealing with the sense of absurdity that you feel when you feel like there's no point in going on. So in a lot of ways, assisted death is treating what I would say is a spiritual problem, the problem of meaning or meaninglessness, rather than the problem of physical suffering.
Okay. Now, the terminology we're using today is physician-assisted death, and in other times, I hear the word physician-assisted suicide. Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, thank you for raising that. So these definitions are really important. So there's a number of terms that are out there, and often different groups will use different terms depending on whether they want to sort of modify how severe the practice sounds.
Okay.
So the traditional terms are physician-assisted suicide, which is where a patient gets a lethal dose of medicine from the physician, but they self-ingest. Euthanasia is the practice of the physician actually directly administering it to the patient, you know, intravenously.
Mm-hmm.
I count both of those practices as forms of physician-assisted death. Because in both cases, really what you're doing as a doctor is you're deliberately and intentionally aiming at causing the patient's death.
Okay.
And so, you know, what the difference is more practical than sort of morally relevant. Another term that sometimes gets used is medical aid in dying. That refers to both of these practices as well. But that deliberately causing death is what makes this different from palliative care, from even from withdrawing life support, where, you know, these more traditional and morally acceptable practices where we're never aiming at causing death, or we're not trying to cause the patient's death. We're just accepting and responding to the reality that the patient's dying.
My next question is probably a little bit off topic, but at the same time, it strikes a chord with me. Does Canada allow abortion for 9 months, or what is the policy of abortion in Canada?
Yeah, so Canada is the only jurisdiction in the world where there is no law regulating abortion. You know, the abortion issue is incredibly provocative in Canada, something that, yeah, I think probably, like you see also United States, evokes incredibly strong responses from those who support it. And to date, because of that, there hasn't been the political will to introduce any kind of legislation to create any restrictions around abortion. I think abortion close to term is very rare, but it does happen in Canada.
Well, and the two issues of physician-assisted death and abortion, and your original explanation about the value of life, just seem to be closely tied together.
Yeah, absolutely. These are issues that bear on human value at the two ends of life.
Right.
You know, I think maybe perhaps one difference is that nobody debates whether a person at the end of their life counts as a human or not, whereas you know, many in the pro-choice community would try to argue that the fetus does not meet the criteria for a human being. So that you know, in those respects, the arguments are and debates are slightly different. But at bottom, they're really questions about the nature of human value and whether right and wrong is really defined purely in terms of human autonomy.
Well, as we draw to a close, Ewan, who would you say this book is best designed for?
I wrote this book for Christian lay people, especially university or college students or even high school students who are starting to wrestle with this issue. Mm-hmm. I do think that as time goes on, more and more people will be advocating for and supporting this. And so it's very important for us to understand why we oppose it, first of all, and then secondly, how we explain our opposition. So I wanted to give people language to explain why this is something that we can't support, while also helping people to think through the really fundamental root issues about the meaning of life and the nature of human value and so on. So that's the primary audience.
Fantastic. Well, I've been talking today with Ewan Gallagher regarding his book, How Should We Then Die? A Christian's Response to Physician-Assisted Death. It's published by Lexham Press, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ewan. And how would people find out more about this book?
So if they go to the Lexham Press website, the website for the publisher, it's available for sale there. It's also available on Amazon and will be available at booksellers near you. It's coming out in early April, so it should be widely available after that.
Once again, I've been talking with Ewan Gallagher about How Should We Then Die? Published by Lexham Press. And Ewan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And one more time, if you wish to hear this interview again, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform or through kneo.org. And join me again next time on Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster.